Day 4, Reclaiming Sacred Space. Jesus calls us to examine our communities and remove whatever corrupts worship. This might mean challenging gossip when we hear it, speaking against hypocrisy, or refocusing activities that have drifted from their spiritual purpose. It means creating spaces where sincere worshipers can encounter Jesus without corruption or clutter. Today, consider how you might contribute to making your church community a true house of prayer for all people. My house will be called a house of prayer for all nations. But you have made it a den of robbers. Matthew 21:13. We will make Thrive Church a house of prayer. We will make it a shelter for those beaten by the storms of life, a hospital for the wounded, a place where people can connect with the living God. Lord, thank you for the vision of your house as a place of prayer for all people. Help me to contribute positively to my church community. Give me wisdom to recognize what might be hindering worship and courage to be part of the solution. Use me to help create an environment where all can encounter you in spirit and truth. In Jesus' name, amen. Day 4, Reclaiming Sacred Space. Day 4, Reclaiming Sacred Space. Devotional. Throughout this week, we've explored Jesus' passionate cleansing of the temple and what it means for our lives. Today, let's focus on his vision for what the temple should be, a house of prayer for all nations. When Jesus drove out the merchants and money changers, he quoted Isaiah 56:7, declaring that God's house should be a place of prayer. The marketplace had taken over the court of the Gentiles, preventing non-Jews from worshiping. Jesus was reclaiming this sacred space for its intended purpose, not just for the benefit of Jewish worshipers, but for everyone seeking God. This vision extends to our churches today. Are our communities truly houses of prayer? Do we create environments where all people can encounter God without distraction or corruption? Or have we allowed other agendas, whether social, political, or personal, to crowd out the primary purpose of worship? Jesus calls us to examine our communities and remove whatever corrupts worship. This might mean challenging gossip when we hear it, speaking against hypocrisy, or refocusing activities that have drifted from their spiritual purpose. It means creating spaces where sincere worshipers can encounter Jesus without corruption or clutter. Today, consider how you might contribute to making your church community a true house of prayer for all people. Bible verse. My house will be called a house of prayer for all nations. But you have made it a den of robbers. Matthew 21:13. Reflection question. What specific action could you take this week to help your church community become more of a house of prayer where all people can encounter God without distraction? Quote, we will make Thrive Church a house of prayer. We will make it a shelter for those beaten by the storms of life, a hospital for the wounded, a place where people can connect with the living God. Prayer. Lord, thank you for the vision of your house as a place of prayer for all people. Help me to contribute positively to my church community. Give me wisdom to recognize what might be hindering worship and courage to be part of the solution. Use me to help create an environment where all can encounter you in spirit and truth. In Jesus' name, amen. Devotional. Throughout this week, we've explored Jesus' passionate cleansing of the temple and what it means for our lives. Today, let's focus on his vision for what the temple should be, a house of prayer for all nations. When Jesus drove out the merchants and money changers, he quoted Isaiah 56:7, declaring that God's house should be a place of prayer. The marketplace had taken over the court of the Gentiles, preventing non-Jews from worshiping. Jesus was reclaiming this sacred space for its intended purpose, not just for the benefit of Jewish worshipers, but for everyone seeking God. This vision extends to our churches today. Are our communities truly houses of prayer? Do we create environments where all people can encounter God without distraction or corruption? Or have we allowed other agendas, whether social, political, or personal, to crowd out the primary purpose of worship. Bible verse. Reflection question. Quote. Prayer.